Well, good morning. It's 10:23 a.m. on Tuesday, April the 9th, 2019. Wow. It's been a while. Today was Eye Doctor Day, and since my eye doctor is right at the point where I turn the recorder on, my daily morning walk, I walked to the doctor, and then had my eye exam, and now I'm on my way home via the usual sidewalk path. So hi, good morning. I'm feeling much better. I may still get caught by a cough. They still show up once in a while. It's not quite as bad as it was. I'm really weak. But I can come out, I can walk. Air feels good. It's a lovely spring morning here. It's 60 degrees, probably close to 70 by now. Try to pick up the pace here a little bit so I'm not... I'm not walking for the rest of the day. Try to get home here. So yeah, oh wow. I was really sick. The problem was I couldn't stop coughing and I couldn't sleep. So daylight, nighttime, all kind of blending together, all kind of being sort of days of pain. But I started getting better Sunday. Yesterday I was well enough to go to my therapy. Today I'm walking. Tomorrow I've got dentist, so try to get out early. Go for my cleaning. Get that taken care of. And then, at some point, I've got to get the car in the shop. The brakes are being kind of squishy. Maybe do that Thursday. Friday, I've got, not Friday, Saturday, I've got to go to Boulder. Not Boulder, Golden. To the Table Mesa Inn. I still stay in spots from the doctor. Shining bright lights in my eyes. Doesn't seem quite right. Does all this examination, shines lights and stuff, and then I have to go try to read something that's far away. So I have a little bit of change, just a very minor change in one eye. I opted not to go for another pair of glasses this time. I think I'm on 3 or 4 years worth on this pair. And the biggest problem with them was the bow. The ear pad where butts up against my head was, well, it's I've worn glasses for so long that there's a groove in my head where the glasses sit, and I wore the coating off the wire of the frame, and the wire was cutting into my head. I was bleeding. I put them on in the morning and take them off at night. They would rip the scab off. So I put a piece of electric tape on it just to give it just to cover up the sharp edges. That seems to have done the trick. I don't have any problem with it anymore. And I looked at the frames. The frames are like, I could probably go to America's Best to get a cheap pair of frames, but I like these frames. I don't know that I could get new lenses for these frames. I don't know that I would want to, given that these frames have a problem to begin with. And frankly, my vision is good enough that I could still pass the driver's tests without having to wear glasses, so. So yeah, I'm out, I'm moving, I'm walking. The first mile I did in record time because I was a couple minutes late, but I made it to the doctor's appointment on time. Where am I? What am I doing? I don't know. Today's the 9th. I have 6 days. I've got to cut out and get a new newsletter ready to go for the 15th. I think I put all of the news I have, I put up on the blog. I'll recap a lot of that for the newsletter. The podium is a little bit excited that Darkness has made it into the top 500 on Audible, as well they might be. I'm not quite as excited because I don't get quite as much out of it as they do. But they were pretty pleased. Almost, I might say almost surprised. I can't say that I'm terribly surprised. I think I got an email from Victoria. Milk Run up on the schedule for September. Now, whether that's for recording or release, I don't know. We'll see. I just remember an email from her or something about September. I don't remember now. So those of you who are waiting for that, it's coming. Cape Grace, yes, Cape Grace, Cape Grace. I finally have all the chapters in order. And God, I don't know what the problem is. Well, part of the problem is there's two goals to the story. One is to tell the story that's happening on St. Cloud that causes Sarah to be forced off the plane. And part of it is to tell the story of what's happening on St. Cloud. And those two things only sort of semi-work together. And it may be that I'm trying to tell too many stories, but the problem is that I need to have the thing that's happening with the company be the reason Sarah has to leave. And so I kind of have to tell both of those stories. And right now I'm having a hard time because I have to write the parts where she's abused. Get ready, say it with me. One post. I have to write the parts where she's abused. And I'm not looking forward to those. Those are going to be hard to write. I think I've got all the pieces. I know I'm missing one chapter. I've got one chapter that says, this needs to be this. This chapter needs to be this thing. So that chapter is really small right at the moment. It's got like one sentence in it. But I know what it is. I have to write it. I don't know. I need to go back. I need to stop being distracted by everything. I need to... Okay, wait. Back up. My therapist is sitting on my shoulder saying, was that kind? Can you reframe that? Yes, I can reframe it. I have to get well. I need to get sleep. Last night was the first night I had more than 6 hours sleep. It wasn't a lot, but it was a little more than 6 hours. And it was broken up because my wife, who's had this thing for a month, is still sick with it. And she and I are on different schedules these days. She's going to bed at 1 o'clock. I'm going to bed at 10. Most nights, I don't notice when she comes to bed. Last night was not that night. Last night was not most nights. And we had a few days where her Skyrim game decided that it wasn't going to run. And we tried everything for like 3 days. Because she's not running vanilla she's not running vanilla Skyrim. She's not running the downloaded from Steam and play the game. No. Downloaded from Steam. Clean the masters. Download the 247 mods that she has. Install them one at a time in the correct order. Add in her third-party tools. There has to be a way to take an image of a clean install. There has to be. I don't know what it is. In our setup at home, I don't know what that looks like. But it took 3 days and much anxiety. Many angst. But it's back together. She's cruising again. So that's good. But being sick, and I really have a lot of sympathy because she's been sick for a month. I've been sick for a week and it's bad enough. Apparently I walked on April 3rd. So 6 days. All right. Well, I've missed a couple of days of writing. I've missed a couple of days altogether. I don't know where they went. Well, I can see what my last file was. That's not going to show me while I'm recording. So anyway, today's Wednesday. Was it just last week that was Novelrama? Yeah, I think it was. No, it could have been. It had to have been the week before. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm just shambling along. Trees are budding. The aspens. The aspens in the neighborhood have all of their little catkins hanging down. kind of glad it's a little bit cloudy. It keeps the, keeping the temperature down. I'm not exactly dressed for cold weather, but I'm still kind of sweatish. Garbage truck going by. Sure sign of spring. The understory of the grass is coming up greenish. It's looking good. My lawn is greening up a little bit. Actually, it's greening up quite a lot from this distance. Up close, it looks a little browner, but all right. Well, stitch this together. I got a phone call. Of course. Dental insurance problem again. We'll get it straightened out. So, I don't know what I was talking about. Oh, I did look and see. Apparently I haven't walked at all this month. I haven't walked since the 26th. Of last month. So, yeah, it's been a while. Holy crap. I will try to get that turned around. My therapist is... on my monthly checkup was yesterday, and it was a good one. There have been times in my life where I have failed so drastically by not walking for weeks at a time, or not riding for a couple of days, or whatever. Because I failed, and then spent a lot of time, waste a lot of energy on the failure rather than going, okay, that didn't work, try again. It's the ADHD thing. Routines and schedules don't work well with ADHD, so I have to keep changing them up. And I haven't written every day this month. I think I got every day last month. But I just couldn't stop coughing. So today I got a bunch of SIFU stuff I have to do. Tomorrow I've got some more SIFU stuff I have to do. Today I got to get some writing done. Today I got to get this podcast up. But I got my walk in. Do I feel better for having walked? No, at the moment. No, I'm feeling a little not. But see if we can do it again tomorrow and the day after. Get a little better handle on it. Going forward, trash company has issued us a container that we're supposed to use now. And it doesn't fit in my garage. It's so big. I don't know what I'm going to do with this thing. Ah, good. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.